I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
And today we're going to be talking about my ex wanted a break. Mm. Oh yeah.
Not a good sign.
Yeah.
No, huh?
It makes you sick when you hear it, right? Because when somebody says they want a break, things are not going good, right? People don't want a break because things are so amazing.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times somebody isn't quite sure about what they want to do or what they want yet, so they'll ask for a break or they'll bring up the idea of a break. And it can get really tricky because it can get pretty ambiguous.
Yep.
Like, what does this really mean? And nobody really identifies and is clear on what that break means. Mm-hmm. And it's important to try and know those kind of things, because if you don't, like, what are you getting yourself into? You're agreeing to a change in the relationship, but you don't even know what it now means.
Exactly.
And so, you know, we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about, you know, why do people want a break? What causes a break? You know, the confusion about it, and, you know, where it could go. But you really got to stay emotionally centered when this happens, mm-hmm. because if you don't, you're likely just to scare the other person off.
Yeah. So a break can be seen by the dumper as a way to ease into the breakup. Maybe they're not ready for a full separation, and so they use a break as a period to discover themselves and or the world, while you are just sitting in the background waiting for the break to be over and continue your relationship as normal. It can also be a way for them to soften the blow of a breakup. People don't like to break up with people. It's not a fun experience. Nope. It doesn't feel good to know that you're hurting somebody else emotionally. And so they could use a break as a way to soften the blow and try to minimize the pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a very effective method.
Yeah.
But yeah. Some people try to rationalize it in that way. And it could also be a way to test the waters.
It's also very common, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, extremely common. Mm-hmm. Extremely common. It could be a way to test the waters, to see what it is like to be single. Maybe they are in that you know, ambivalent state where they're not fully ready to live a single life, but they're also not fully ready to leave you.
Yeah, I think a lot of times it's that they have somebody that they're interested in, and maybe their interest level with you is still about the same, and so they don't want to end it with you, but they also want to keep you there, because they're not ready to lose you and see what else is out there. Because that's a big step,
mm-hmm.
right? That's scary,
oh, yeah.
right? So, you know, there could be somebody else in the background that they're trying to see how it's going to go with. And depending upon the other person's interest level and your partner, or if it starts to escalate or goes in a direction that they like where it's going, then they're going to be more likely to end things with you. And, you know, a lot of times they are going to be kind of ambiguous about the way they do it. They're not going to be upfront and say, oh, I'm going to be dating so-and-so now.
Right.
I just don't, you know what I mean? They kind of hide.
Well, I'm checking him or her
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
I want to keep you around.
Right. And they could also want a break during a specific set of time.
Mm-hmm.
So it is important to consider when they want this break, for how long. Are they happening to go on a cruise during that time? Are they traveling somewhere? Are they maybe living on their own during a certain period of time? Maybe they just moved out and are living on their own for the first time. So pay attention to when your partner said that they wanted this break. It might give you some clues as to what might be going on.
Mm-hmm.
Also, were the rules to this break discussed? So this causes a lot of conflict in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
A break to me might be something different from a break to Margaret, might be different from something that's a break to Craig.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very important when setting the parameters of something like this to really understand what you are agreeing to.
Yeah, that's big. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's really rare that people will say, we're going to change the status of what we have. This is what it's going to mean from here on out.
Right.
I think people just assume, oh, I can do whatever I want and be shady about it now. Mm-hmm.
And it's important to talk about that exclusivity. Are you exclusive during that break? What does that involve? Is it emotional exclusivity? Is it sexual exclusivity? If it is physical exclusivity, to what extent? Are you allowed to kiss other people? Are you allowed to go on dates? Like, what are the boundaries to
this?
And
it's never clear.
Right, right. And in fact, there could also be issues that lead to a break. Maybe miscommunication in the relationship, or maybe one partner is not feeling like they're getting enough attention or affection in the relationship. However, a lot of times what can happen too is the break itself can cause so many issues that the break itself leads to a breakup. Oh, you did this during the break that, you know, I didn't know was going on. We didn't agree to see other people during the break. Mm-hmm. So the break itself could be the cause of an eventual breakup.
Yeah, I think a lot of times it is. Mm-hmm. And so if you hear that, you know, you really want to keep your eyes open and find out what is going on here, because this is changing. Mm-hmm. And you want to know what you're getting yourself into before you're agreeing to it. For the most part, I think probably most situations with a break is because there's somebody else in the background. But that's not always true.
No.
I mean, there could be something that's going on in their life that they feel like they can't handle.
Or in their family.
In their family, kind of a death in the family.
I was thinking that, yes, you could have a death in the family. You could have, all kinds of things.
Yeah, and so you feel like, I just need some space to work through this out with my family. Or you have something going on with school or work or commitments that it's a genuine thing that's going on that they feel like they don't have the time or the energy to commit to that investment in that relationship and seeing that person. And so maybe they just mean, you know, I gotta get through this with my family for the next couple of months. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you have a family member that's terminally ill, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. So it's not necessarily about another person. And, you know, sometimes people can get overwhelmed in a relationship. We talk about attachment styles. Mm-hmm. Avoidant people with an avoidant attachment style often can't handle so much closeness. And they may be getting overwhelmed by your needs or your demands or expectations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they might not know how to verbalize that in a relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe you could talk about that, Margaret.
Well, since people tend not to communicate a lot, and what we hear is not people who are used to communicating a whole lot, getting into a relationship, and it causes all sorts of problems. And you'll say things, well, why didn't you share that directly with him or her? Well, I didn't want to get them upset and I didn't want to lose them. And I remind people day in and day out, relationships have to be built on honesty. Why bother to have a relationship if you're not going to be honest with each other? Okay, but oftentimes people, and sometimes people don't have the words. You're absolutely right, Victoria. We talked about that a while ago, that an inability to put words to feelings sometimes is called alexithymia, and it's a real problem. So that's a good thing to remember, that sometimes people don't have the words. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily mean that it's fair on your end.
No.
But hopefully that gives it some context for you to understand what might be going on a little bit more. And people might also have the idea that they need to deal with their issues on their own. Maybe it's not so much I need a break from you, but more I need a break from the commitment and the energy that I'm putting into this relationship in order to deal with whatever else is going on in my life.
Yeah, when there's a high level of emotion in a situation, an avoidant can kind of shut down. Mm-hmm. And just need that time and space to kind of sit with themselves alone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so frustrating when you're in that situation with them because you don't know what's going on with them. But, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean they're going to abandon you, even though that's what it feels like. And so you want to be able to reflect on your own attachment triggers and realize, okay, is this something that is, you know, they're doing that's making me really anxious, Or is it because I'm afraid that they're going to abandon me because I've been abandoned in my life? And so you kind of want to be able to look and explore how much of it is about their actual behavior versus what you're actually triggered by.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a very good point. And also, speaking of attachment, I could also see somebody with a more disorganized attachment style wanting to enact a break and then get back together and then have another break and then get back together. And so it can kind of mirror this love-hate dynamic that you see a lot in the disorganized attachment style. So that might be another thing to consider.
Margaret, I saw a comment just yesterday, the day before, that somebody asked, or they were worried that some other coach said that people with a disorganized attachment style don't come back.
That's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
A disorganized attachment style has a combination of anxiety and being afraid to get into relationships, so that you can often see them be ambivalent. One day they want it, the next day they don't. And that's, of course, what drives any of us crazy if we love someone like that. And it can go on for a while. You just have to remember to set your own boundaries. And after, you know, the third time when you've had enough, then that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, it can't go on forever.
But people with an avoidant disorganized attachment style do come back.
Yes, they certainly do. And I don't know how anybody said that. I don't know why I don't know how somebody
said it. I don't know what coach said it or what degree, mm-hmm. if any, they had. But I thought I'd bring that up because it kind of came up.
Yeah.
So if you did end up breaking up because of a break, you might be feeling a whole bunch of different ways, and one of those is guilty. You might be thinking about how you acted during the break and how your actions may have affected your partner's decision to stay or leave. And these things can be replaying in your mind and thinking back over, okay, at what point did this all fall apart? So it is normal for a partner asking you for a break to set off all sorts of alarm in your brain. You might be automatically thinking, oh no, have I lost this person? And that causes you to act in all sorts of different ways to try to repair the relationship and regain their trust and energy.
Yeah, it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary to hear that somebody wants to go on a break, because a lot of times it does lead to a breakup. We don't have any detailed statistics on that to get into. I would say, Margaret, we hear the break come up often, but you know, it's hard to say what percentage of the time somebody wanting a break leads to a breakup.
I don't know that we could say that quite, but frequently, I mean, you know, certainly we see one thing leading to another. One of the things that always bothers me when I hear this is people saying, I don't have enough energy to deal with whatever I have to deal with, say it was the death in the family, and to deal with you. But if it's a really good relationship, it doesn't drain you. No matter how difficult things get, still seeing that partner gives you more energy. So I always want to explore that a little bit further. You know, but I don't think most people in long-term relationships feel that they're with somebody who drains them all the time. You know, that doesn't work.
Yeah. So if you're in a situation where somebody's asking for a break, you know, give it space, give it time, and don't put any pressure on them, because it's only going to make it more likely to lead to a breakup.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to do your best to stay emotionally centered and prepare for them to say that they want a breakup. And if they do, don't fight them on it. Don't try and change your mind or manipulate them. It's only going to make the situation worse, as you can see by many of the comments in a lot of our videos, you know? So take this time to really reflect on things, to get yourself in a good place the best that you can. It's not easy. You got to take care of yourself. And, you know, watch the beating up of yourself, because that's big.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that it's normal to beat yourself up on all the mistakes that you did in the relationship. But, you know, your partner probably made a lot of mistakes too, and they weren't perfect either, okay? So mistakes are going to be made. Use this time to grow. Be kind to yourself and see what happens with the other person. Allow them the space and the time. And if you need clarity, maybe get some clarity from them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or from us.
Or from us. And that's what we're here for.
We'll help you think about it.
So if you want to get our help personally, just go to my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching and I do Skype. Of course, Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
If you feel that I can be helpful, please sign up.
And Coach Victoria is now available.
I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
Just click on Victoria on the top of the website to get a call with her too. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
And we will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to AskCraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.